With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we continue our Thanksgiving Day football previews, this time with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. And Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on a really spectacular season.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me, Coach, before we get started talking about Thanksgiving and the festivities, the activities, and so on, you're looking back on the playoffs, Coach. Tell me a little bit about your feelings at this point now that you're a couple of days away from it.
Oh, man. It was a great game against Swampscott. All things were, kind of clicking on all cylinders. And then, you know, Hudson was a great team. They had a pretty stout defense. They had an elusive quarterback. So it really came down to only a few plays. And ultimately, they scored on four of their possessions. We scored on two.
Wow.
So we had a couple opportunities, you know, couple weird bounces and turnovers. But it was a fight right till the end, for sure. The kids put a lot of work in this off season, so we were hoping for a deeper push, but they still played. They played their tails off in the game. So, and Hudson, I think, is going to be a good team moving forward in the tournament. They were a very strong group, and I'm just proud of our guys and proud of what we did this year. There's still one more opportunity to kind of get out there and compete against the Cape Ann League team. It's our rival. It's Thanksgiving. Alumni are coming back. You know, there's a lot of positive energy around that too, despite not getting the result we wanted in the playoffs.
I know that that's you know, that's a bitter taste. And you know that it's football. It happens. But the focus this week, as I've talked to coaches, Pat, all of them have mentioned how exciting a week it is, no matter what's happened in the past. This is something I think is pretty unique to football, the Massachusetts Thanksgiving Day games. And despite all the changes in the formats and so on, it's still huge. And tell me what it means to you, Coach, because you've participated as a player. You've been coaching now for a while. You've got seniors on the team that you have to relate to. Give me an idea of what this week before Thanksgiving, and then, you know, the couple of days before Thanksgiving in the game. What's this all mean? Because to me, it's just as a fan, it's just a really exciting time.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Our juniors came off the practice field today and just got their letter jackets. So, you know, there's this. It's like the beginning of the changing of the guard. And then you have, you know, the annual luncheon, Rotary luncheon, where the administration, coaches, and captains from North Reading and Linfield come together for a lunch and kind of like a celebration of the game, and you know, different community members go to it. So that's been going on for years. I remember going as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Way back.
It ain't that far back, Coach. Come on.
I know. And then, you know, so you have that. Then we have, you know, a senior breakfast on Sunday. And then it just gets closer, and it gets a little colder. And then, you know, we always go to Prince Pizza, too, but, you know, the night, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, mm-hmm. with the whole team. So we have all these traditions that kind of lead up to it. In a way, it's a reset from whatever happened earlier in the season. You get a few more days to prepare, typically. It's that one last hurrah. And you feel like you're doing it for the community, too. Like, you feel like a victory is going to, you know, really uplift the community beyond just the team, because so many people kind of have their eyes on it.
Well,
I think it's a special tradition for sure.
I was going to ask you about the community because it is something that people, once they start going to a game at whatever age on Thanksgiving, it seems that it becomes part of their tradition as well, that they've got to go to see a high school football game on Thursday morning, no matter what. And in a town like Linfield, we have such a great tradition there. I imagine you probably see the same faces over and over again that you might not see during the regular season.
It's funny. I saw one of my dad's friends was at one of our games a couple weeks ago in his, like, 1976 Letterman jacket. So, like, when people come out of the woodwork, you know, my dad grew up in Linfield. I grew up in Linfield. So you see different generations of people coming back to the game, and they still care about it. And I think it's a cool thing to see.
Oh, no doubt. What's your message to seniors, Coach, during the week and then before the game?
Just to enjoy the stuff that they don't even like. Every little thing.
Hey, let me interrupt you. That is funny because I've never heard that before, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, because it's the last time you're gonna stretch on a cold Tuesday with the 2023 football team,
mm-hmm.
And it might be your last half gasser on a Wednesday, you know, and it might be, you know, your last, you know, conditioning sprints on a Thursday, and so you just have to you really have to slow time down and enjoy it. You know, the good stuff, the fun stuff, and then the hard stuff.
That is a great message, Pat. That really is, and I love the way you said that. That is awesome. Okay, it's been a terrific season for you guys, and you've got, you know, one more hurdle to face. And North Reading, they don't have the best record that they usually do sometimes, but they're a challenge. And tell me about the planning for the game and what you expect from them.
They're pretty good. They're a good team. So I think the record is very deceiving. You know, they're a team that, like, you know, they beat Bishop Fenwick. They went to overtime with Amesbury. They put up a ton of points this year in a lot of their games. So they're a very explosive team. And I just think the keys to the game are just to kind of keep them in front of us, you know. Keep them in front of us, not give up any big plays, and be able to keep the, you know, get first downs on offense, keep those chains moving, and then just pursuit tackling and force some turnovers. We call it PTT, you know, pursuit, tackling, and turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And really just try to keep the pressure on them and win the field position battle with some good special teams and let the cards fall where they fall.
Pat, finally, I think we've talked about a number of players over the year, guys who have the stats and so on. I've asked you about linemen. Are there any kids that you would like to finally make a shout out to and draw our attention to?
I think there's seniors that, you know, they weren't captains, but they were absolute grinders all year long. So, like, you know, one of our offensive tackles, DN senior Devin O'Connor, just a tough kid. You know, never. He's not going to blow you away with his speed, but, you know, he had some tough blocking assignments in the past few games. And again, our line's not the biggest line, so he just really stepped up this year. Devin O'Connor, mm-hmm. Really impressed with him. He's been a great offensive lineman for us. And then, you know, Nicolo Antidormi, as a running back this year. Just had so many, there were so many times this year where a play seemed a bit bottled up, and then all of a sudden Nicolo would just kind of bust out of it for a big run. And, you know, he's also done a great job on special teams and playing some safety and outside linebacker on defense. So, and then Cole Hawes, senior linebacker, and plays on special teams. He's done a good job kind of being a role player and kind of going where we needed him. So, yeah, like just a few of the seniors that, like, might not have gotten as much ink as some of the other guys, but just great role players. David Tracy, who's been the backup quarterback but has helped out a ton on special teams, like, he's been an awesome kind of leader on the team, you know, even though he's not the starter, he still kind of picks everyone up and does a great job for us, you know, at practice with scout team and everything. So we're gonna miss this group. These guys were the pandemic group, so
yeah,
we're gonna miss them. I remember when they first kind of came in as freshmen wearing masks at workouts and everything, so it's weird to kind of see them now kind of, you know, fully matured, and, you know, they've had a great season. It's going to be very strange kind of saying goodbye to them, because they've seen everything the past 4 years. They've been here for an interesting ride, for sure.
Sounds like you really like and respect these kids.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Well, I love the way you pointed that out, Coach, because a lot of times you see stuff that kids do that they don't get credit for, but you credit them, and it's good to get that out there, because sometimes, you know, you're working so hard and you don't get any credit, and as you say, it's cold, you got to go through all these physical activities, and you wonder sometimes, I suppose, if you're a kid, hey, is this worth it? Well, yes, it is. It sounds like it's worth it at Linfield. Hey, Pat, thanks for taking the time all season long. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your team, and good luck on Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you, and I'll give one more shout-out to Senior. He's a laxer for me and a football guy. Senior outside backer, running back, A.J. Cherradonna. He's one of the bigger dudes on the team, and he plays with a lot of attitude. We'll miss him. The good news is I get him in lacrosse season.
That's right, too. Well, we'll talk again pretty soon, I guess, but it probably will change from football. Hey, Pat, that's awesome. You be well. Good luck, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that is Pat LaMusta, who was the Linfield High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.